On today's Creation Moment, we turn the spotlight to the moon. Our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor, shares his thoughts on why God created the lesser light that rules the night in the first place.
One of the most significant differences between the true accounts of creation in Genesis and the various myths of the ancient Near East is that those myths give great prominence to the sun and the moon. In many cases, they're supposed to be god consorts, the sun being the male god and the moon his wife, though in some legends it's the other way around. The Bible's actual history, however, emphasizes that the sun and the moon were both created objects, and God didn't even create them until the fourth day. If that was not enough humiliation for these pretender gods, God does not even refer to them by name. He simply calls them the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. It's clear why the greater light is set to rule the day. The daytime is defined by the sun. Even though we know, of course, that God caused the first 3 days to happen without the sun being in existence. But it's intriguing to think of the moon ruling the night. For a start, some might object that the moon is sometimes seen during the day. Not only that, but its phases mean that the amount of light during the hours of darkness varies a great deal. It turns out that many nocturnal animals need this variation, and in particular need the limited light provided by the moon. God created everything just right for life on Earth.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.